Grace and peace through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to all who are here and to Christians throughout the world. Amen. What a pleasure it is to be among you today. To me, All Saints Day is kind of like homecoming, because I know in Christ I am truly home. As much as I like where I live and I love my family, I know when I am among Christians, I am at home in Christ Jesus, because I am linked to all of you and you are linked to me, not by blood, not by marriage, not because we like one another, but because in Christ we love one another. We even love each other when we don't like each other. In many ways, you are more of my family than my family is my family. Because in many ways, we are joined together in a more intimate bond than any bond that can be forged here on earth. How joyous that is. I was thinking about what it must be like to understand the fullness of God's kingdom with all the saints and angels in heaven. And of course, my mind can't grasp that. But you and I can grasp something a lot simpler. Most of us know what a brick house is and how it's built. It needs a firm foundation. And you place one course of bricks with mortar upon another course of bricks with mortar. And the bottom layers help the top layers, the top courses. Ultimately, you come to a roof, and the house may soon be completed. But all of the bricks are necessary. And the ones that come early are the ones that support the ones that are above them. And the ones that are above them rest on those that came before. And when I think about the saints, those who believe in Jesus Christ, and I know some of you don't even enjoy being called saints. You say, oh, pastor, I'm a good person, but I'm not that good. Well, if you believe in Jesus Christ, Paul calls you a saint. And if St. Paul calls you a saint, I'll call you a saint too. In any case, our faith rests on the faith of those who came before us. I came to church because someone took me. When I was a child, I could not crawl fast enough to church. So as a baby, someone took me to church. And they were fortunate enough that I didn't make too much of a fuss, or at least I didn't know about it. And so when baptism time came, I was baptized as a child, and I was a child not only of a family, but a child of a congregation. And in many ways, I grew up among those people of the church. And they began to know who I was, and I began to know who they were. And at least once a week, I would see their faces in the appropriate places in church, near their pews, near the doors where the choir assembled. And I would know everything was okay. I would know that regardless of what had happened in the world, my family of the church were certainly there and waiting for me. And as time came by, of course, there were certain people that disappeared from the church, some through circumstances beyond their control, that they were moving or something had happened to them. And some went home to be with the Lord. And even as a young person, I remember looking at those pews and thinking to myself, that's where Mr. So-and-so and Mrs. So-and-so sat. And I remember thinking fond thoughts of them because they were always so kind to me. And so I grew up in the life of the church. And at some point in my 20s, I wandered away. I'm not proud to say that happened. And at some later date, I wandered back in. I thank those people who brought me to church as a child. And I thank them heartily, because if it wasn't for them, I would not have come to know the Lord as I do. And I thank them twice, because when I wandered away, it was the memory of those people that were such an encouragement to come back. And although the faces had changed in the years that had passed, I was still welcome there. And I still feel welcome at any Christian church, wherever I go, in whatever city or country I visit. A Christian church is a place that I know is my place. It is my home, even if I don't speak the language. even if they do things that seem quite odd to me. This is your home. This is your church home. This is a home for all of those who live, and certainly a home for those who have gone to be with the Lord. We do not forget them. We are here in part because of them. Their memory will strengthen us as we move through life. I can't tell you how many memories I have of my congregation. Some of the memories are just of older men and older women who had health problems, who had a hard time moving around, and yet gave their time and their service for the sake of the gospel. They were there when the church opened, and they were there when the church closed, and if there was any event going on, they were there participating also. Not everyone can do that. I recognize that. But their faithful model was an encouragement to me as I was growing up and becoming a young adult, and it continues to be a faithful model and an encouragement to me as I continue in my ministry. Our lives are shaped by the ones who love us. Our lives are shaped by our family and friends, and they're shaped spiritually by those people who have a strong faith in Jesus Christ. And I rest on that faith like a brick rests on the brick below it. My hope is that as my life continues, someone else will be able to build on what I have built and will build on what you have built in faith. We're very quick to share with us those things that please us. Good food, a good movie, perhaps a football team we feel strongly about, perhaps a political candidate who speaks with a voice in which we hear our own voice. Let us also share what is most important to us, that there is a loving God, that loving God has blessed us abundantly, particularly through his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and with people around us who express that love to us and through us to others. And as our days draw closed, as our life moves from spring to fall and perhaps even to winter, let us share the love of Christ with others. Indeed, it is our most precious gift, that faith that not only allows us to live in this life, but promises us a life to come. That can sustain us when money or friends or job or popularity fade us, when our body no longer works. Faith in Christ, faith in the people of Christ, faith in the love of God can sustain us. My hope for us is as we celebrate those saints that have come before us, let us also celebrate the saints that will come after us. There are children being born today who will follow in our path. There are young men and women, perhaps, who are just the twinkle in their parents' eyes right now, who will be prominent in a church of another generation, or perhaps two generations in the future. We need to be a blessing to our young people. We need to be models of faith for them. We need to encourage them as we are able. We need to admit our weaknesses and celebrate our strengths in Christ Jesus. Let us do so. What a precious gift it is to be a young person in the life of the church and to have someone, a mature believer, encourage them and help them to stay in the path. Let us be a blessing to one another, for indeed those who have come before us have been a blessing to us. And let us trust in Christ in all things and live our life in joy, knowing that one day we will see all of those people who we know and love and rejoice with them. Amen.